In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, those brief words from St. John's Gospel that you just heard read here by the deacon could be very helpful for the whole world to see, as the world seems in recent months to be spinning out of control. A few of you may remember the calm days of the 1950s. Well, we're not feeling that calmness these days. 16 days and counting into a full government shutdown, with many people, so many people, especially in Maryland and Virginia, government people out of work and no paychecks to deal with the rent and the credit card bill. And in this gospel this evening, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled." It was back in the 1970s when a New York Yankee playing in the World Series said this: "There ain't no sense worrying about things that you got control over, because if you got control over them, there ain't no sense worrying." And then he said, "There also ain't no sense worrying about things you got no control over, because if you got no control over them, then there's no sense worrying about them." So I ask you, what do you worry about? What are you certain about? A lot of people have been certain over the years that they have their jobs as long as they want those jobs, until all kinds of things happen. Maybe you were certain that you raised your children well, or participated in raising your niece or nephew. You were certain that you had done a good job until late at night the phone rang and it was the police. Perhaps you were sure, absolutely sure, that your life was under control until a routine examination found a lump and your doctor said, "We're going to schedule a biopsy." Margaret Bodinger was on a 14-day trip through Eastern Europe. The trip began when a guide met her and 15 other people who had signed up for the trip at a train station in Prague. The guide gathered the group around him and said to them, "Will you please give me everything you have?" And so people moved their luggage over in front of the guide. The guide spoke again and said, "I don't think you all heard me. I said, please give me everything you have." And many people spoke up and said to the guy, "Well, we have certain personal items in our pocketbooks or our handbags that we're going to need along the trip." And that's when the guy said to the group, "Your things will be safer with me." and you will be much safer without them. After a while, the train pulled into the station, and the group hastily, hurriedly boarded the train and began looking for seats. And the guide stood in the train door and held it open. And he called out to the group, "Will all 15 of you who are with me please exit the train?" They all scurried off the train, confused and wondering, and then began to question the guide. "Why did we have to get off the train?" as the train pulled out of the station. And the guide replied to all of them and said, "That was the wrong train." That was the wrong train. And then he placed himself there on the train platform, in the middle of that group, and he said to them, "Will you be so kind as to not go before me, but rather follow me?" During the 10 hours of that long train ride into Eastern Europe, the group began getting to know each other. Conversations began to follow on what it must be like at their first destination. A man on that train was overhearing their conversation, and he told several of the members of that group that there was no place to accommodate them in the town where they were headed. Hearing that conversation, the guide just remained quiet. However, when they arrived at that first destination that evening, they found everything had been arranged for them. And that's when the guide said to the group, "Perhaps you will trust me to prepare for you what is to come on the days that follow on this trip." In this evening's gospel, Jesus had just spent time in the upper room with his disciples, and they knew that he was about to leave them and head up to Jerusalem. And Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me," he said. And then Jesus added this promise, "I'm going ahead of you to prepare a place out there for you, and I will come back for you, and I will take you where I am. I will come back for you." In this gospel this evening, Jesus is telling us not to get ahead with all the worrying about the future, but to follow him. Don't get on the train just because a lot of other people are getting on the train. Don't follow your own instinct. Wait and follow the guide, the master. Follow the only one who will never, ever fail you. In these currently unsettling and uncertain times that we're experiencing in our country and in this world these days, I invite you this evening to center your life on Jesus Christ. the real guide to life, the Master himself. Hold on to the hope that Jesus offered the disciples in this gospel about a place where he was going and where you one day will go to be with him, where you will be fully known and fully loved and fully accepted. Amen.